The U.S. military announced this week that its new missile defense system is up and running in South Korea. It's designed to shoot down North Korean missiles. But as NPR's Lauren Freya reports, some South Koreans are opposed to it, and so is China.
In South Korea's rural Sonju province, next to a river flowing from lush green hills, 64-year-old Lim Soon-boon tills her land.
양파, 마늘, 감자, 고추.
Onions, garlic, potatoes, and peppers. This past winter, she started hearing U.S. helicopters overhead. They fly low and it's scary, she says. No one asked us if we want to host this U.S. base. I'm worried about contamination of this river, our livelihood. The helicopters are airlifting equipment to a repurposed golf course where the U.S. military is installing THAAD. That's the acronym for a new missile defense system in the hills behind Lim's village. Declared operational this week, it's designed to shoot down North Korean missiles. But local people say, not in my backyard. Protesters gather to watch local children perform what's billed as an anti-THAAD dance in the village square to a song about resisting imperialist forces. Thousands have traveled here from all over South Korea. People like Choi Sung-hee, who wants dialogue, not a military standoff with North Korea. She thinks the U.S. military presence here could actually put South Koreans in danger.
It's not only this regional issue. It's about peace. And it's how we Koreans stop the war and the future weapons together.
It was the previous conservative president, Park Geun-hye, who agreed to host THAAD after a nuclear test by North Korea. But now Park is on trial for corruption, and there's an election next week to replace her. In TV debates, frontrunner Moon Jae-in has said he wants to rethink THAAD and objects to how the U.S. appears to have rushed its installation before the election. China also objects to more U.S. weaponry here and has called for its citizens to boycott South Korean products. In a touristy shopping district of Seoul, cosmetics vendors yell out what's on sale in Mandarin Chinese. Chinese tourists are their biggest clients, but a store manager, Cho An-jin, says, "That is hurting our sales here and in China," she says. There's a boycott of Korean cosmetics and Chinese tourists have stopped coming. Tourist arrivals from China dropped by nearly half this past March compared to the previous year. Lee Jin-byung worked for a Korean cosmetics company in China until earlier this year.
They boycott, no more Korean working there right now. So I come back to Korea as well.
Banks in Seoul have started to offer special loans to businesses hurt by the Chinese boycott. As that boycott continues, whoever is elected president here next week may find THAAD at the top of his or her agenda. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Seoul.